Burma President Lungu burial dispute tomorrow. And in international news, Tanzanians mourn ex-speaker who resigned over debt row.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
Now the news in detail. Voting has officially closed in the Mfue parliamentary by-election with counting of ballots currently underway. The by-election, which has been largely peaceful, was marked by low voter turnout in most polling stations. Our reporter Geraldine Goma is on the ground with this update.
Voting in the Mfue parliamentary by-elections has officially closed and counting of ballots is now underway. Three political parties were on the ballot, including the UPND, National Congress Party, and the Socialist Party. The atmosphere throughout the by-election has been largely peaceful, with no major incidents of violence reported in the constituency. Electoral Commission of Zambia Commissioner McDonald Chipenzi has commended all participating political parties for conducting peaceful campaigns and adhering to electoral regulations. Mr. Chipenzi noted that while voter turnout varied across polling stations, it was generally fair and typical of a by-election. He attributed the turnout levels to factors such as long distances and other competing needs.
Because of the peaceful environment that you have observed, and also this by-election has demonstrated that Zambia can hold a by-election. Credit goes to our political parties that have really adhered to the guidance that the commission has given to them. Imagine the few years before this time, this would have been a bloodbath. But today here we are, as if there are no elections. And this is a parliamentary election. A peaceful coexistence, interfacing with each other.
As the wait for the final result continues, anticipation is building among people of Mfue constituency, eager to know who will become the next member of parliament. Gerald Ngoma reporting, Hot FM News, Lavochimanda District, Muchinga Province.
Thank you so much for that report, Gerald. Meanwhile, the Christian Church's monitoring group says its findings have revealed incidents of vote buying by political parties prior to today's voting in the Mfue parliamentary by-elections. Addressing the media this afternoon, CCMG Programs Director Peter Monangombe has called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia to take action on the matter, stating that this has been recurring for some time.
CCMG has been observing the entire electoral process for the Mfue by-election, and one of the things that we picked up is this issue of vote buying or voter ID buying by political parties, where they ask a voter to produce their NRC or voter's card and then they obtain details of that voter. Now, that's a violation of the Electoral Code of Conduct, but also the National Registration Act prohibits anyone to either inspect or indeed collect. So we call upon the authorities to be able to move in that direction. This is an issue that is recurring, and the commission acknowledges that it's a problem.
Three candidates are vying for the Mfue parliamentary seat, which fell vacant following the conviction of former Member of Parliament Maureen Mavonga on charges of seditious practices. The full bench of the Gauteng High Court in Pretoria will tomorrow, Friday, August 8, deliver its long-awaited judgment on government's application to repatriate the body of former President Edgar Lungu for a state funeral and burial in Zambia. The ruling, scheduled for 11:30 a.m. in an open court, is expected to determine the final resting place for the former head of state. The Zambian government and the Lungu family are engaged in a court battle over where the late former president should be buried. The Lungu family wants the former president to be buried in South Africa in a private ceremony, while the Zambian government wants him to be repatriated back home and accorded a state funeral. And commenting on the matter ahead of judgment, Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha has called on the public to remain calm regardless of the outcome. He has affirmed that government remains committed to ensuring the late former president is given a decent and dignified burial.
I'm happy to let you know that finally we have gotten communication from the court that the matter has now been scheduled for judgment on Friday, 8th August 2025 at 11:30 hours tomorrow. We are grateful for that. And so let's keep our ears to the ground so that we can hear what the judgment will be. Very much conscious that parties are anxious to know what the result will be. But what is important, whatever will be the outcome of the judgment, let's continue respecting the decision.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia has dismissed allegations by Transparency International Zambia regarding irregularities in the procurement of voter registration equipment and software, describing the claims as misleading and lacking context. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro has confirmed that the Commission has received a letter from TIZ on the matter, but clarified that the concerns raised are currently subject to pending arbitration. He has stated that releasing detailed information at this stage could compromise ongoing legal proceedings. Mr. Kasaro has also expressed concern over TIZ's decision to issue a public statement despite active communication from the Commission, including a proposal for a meeting to discuss the concerns.
The Commission received a letter from TIZ inquiring on the procurement process for voter registration equipment and software. The Commission acknowledged receipt of the letter and guided TIZ that the matters raised in its letter were the subject of pending arbitration proceedings and therefore could not give out information as this would have compromised the said proceedings. To the Commission's surprise, TIZ opted to issue a misleading media statement despite communication from the Commission proposing a meeting and also without waiting for the due process of arbitration to be completed.
The Anti-Corruption Commission in Kasama has arrested and charged Mike Mosokwa, a marketing assistant at Food Reserve Agency Kasama office, on two counts of uttering a false document and one count of obtaining pecuniary advantage. ACC Head of Corporate Communication Timothy Mono said Mike Mosokwa, 34, of Newtown in Kasama, has been charged with two counts of uttering false documents contrary to the laws of Zambia. In a statement, Mr. Mono said Mr. Mosokwa has also been charged with one count of obtaining pecuniary advantage by false pretenses contrary to the Penal Code Act of the Laws of Zambia. He said details are that Mr. Mosokwa was initially employed as a data entry clerk by the Food Reserve Agency in Mongwe District. However, investigations have established that between 1st January 2014 and 31st December 2014, the suspect uttered a false grade 12 school certificate and false bachelor's degree certificate in computer science from Cavendish University to his employers. Mr. Mona said he was subsequently elevated to the position of marketing assistant by his employer and earned a total of 545,338,000 kwacha in salary and allowances between January 2014 and December 2023.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Center for Trade Policy and Development has emphasized the need for a transparent and accountable implementation process to ensure the success of the World Bank's recently approved $200 million grant aimed at expanding energy access in the country. CTPD legal researcher Lucy Musonda said it is essential that clear frameworks are established to ensure the equitable distribution of resources. Ms. Musonda has added that local communities, particularly the poor, women and youths, must be consulted and actively involved in the planning and implementation of energy solutions. She has also urged government and key institutions, including the Rural Electrification Authority, ZESCO, and the Ministry of Energy, to prioritize off-grid and climate-smart technologies that are both sustainable and responsive to the needs of local communities.
We would like to stress the importance of transparency, equity and accountability in the implementation of this project. Therefore, we are urging the government and implementing agencies or institutions to avoid repeating the past mistakes where marginalized communities were left behind. Poor households, women and youth must be fully involved in the planning and execution of these projects. And as CTPD, we